Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Food Truck Tommy wasn't here today. He had some personal business to take care of. And we were recording a spot for Friday with the folks at Stadium 15, Craft Kitchen and Simbar, just opened up in Farmington right down the road from us here. And so they came in a little early, and we're like, and they had food. And I'm like, come on in, let's go do a little talk on the radio, and then we'll still record the piece. So in studio, Executive Chef Chris Austin and Beverage Director Khalid Williams are joining us. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
We are wonderful. Good morning, Brian.
You wear the hat well. Have you always been a hat wearer?
Try to. It looks like my hairline is running from my nose backwards, so the hat, you know, takes a few years off.
It's like, yeah, if I had good scalp, you both have good scalps. Like, going bald can make you seem younger for like 20 years. Like, you got like a 20-year runway before you start to look really old.
Oh, it's great, as long as you keep it bald. As soon as you get that little stubble, it goes out the window.
That's trouble.
It's terrible.
That's trouble. First of all, thanks for coming in, and thanks for the food. Like I said, we usually have a food truck who comes in and at 8 o'clock. He does like all the industrial manufacturers, and he wasn't here today. So I can't wait to sample the food. But this place, you know, in terms of opening up a new restaurant, it's a tough business. Chris, you've been in this business. How many different restaurants have you been a part of?
Oh, man, I've been so many. I've been in the industry for 35 years, so I don't know, I'd say at least 20.
So in terms of reinvent, like food-wise, you know, a lot of it's like stuff we expect. What distinguishes like this latest endeavor from either other places people can choose to go to or stuff you've done in the past?
So what I try to do is I try to let all the ingredients be as fresh as possible and speak for themselves, so there's less things that need to be done to it. I grind my beef from scratch. With my blend, which is, you know, pretty, you know, tasty, I think. So, same blend is, we make in-house meatballs. So basically cross-utilization, doing things scratch, fresh ingredients. And then, you know, there's technique to it to where some things will be pickled, some things will be on a salad, which nothing really is done to it. But basically Altmust is doing, keeping fresh.
I like the brining of the wings because we were talking the other day. Like, I don't like a Buffalo Wild Wings because, like, most places they just do all the wings, they fry all the wings, and they just slap a sauce on it, right? I mean, at least brining it, it's a little bit more and it's distinct and it's not just frying them and slapping a sauce on
it. So I agree 100%. So I'm the type of person where, you know, I expect somebody to come out, and especially with our economy nowadays and everything, you know, budgets being tight. Everything. I care about everything. I care about my chicken wing that is, you know, $15 to my entree, which is like 36 or up in price. So, you know, I'm a big believer. If you care about the small things, you're definitely going to care about the bigger, more expensive things. So
I think that's true, like in all walks of life, right?
Yeah. I would think so.
So Khalid, you already got no alcohol in the studio, which is good, but you got a signature mocktail you want to tell me about?
I'd love to tell you about our Lady Husky Lemonade, made to honor the finest in sports and made with what I think the food and beverage all cover. Thoughtful. We just put a little more thought into what we do. There are things you recognize. We make our lemonade from scratch, make a beautiful oil from the lemon and the sugar, offer multiple flavors. And when we started, our mocktail portion was one of the most important because mocktails are something that everybody can gather around.
Yeah.
No alcohol in the cocktails, and they're not quote unquote virgin. They're things that are created of their own, that stand on their own, and sometimes maybe some Tito's gets added to them, possibly.
You certainly could, absolutely. And Matt, you know, Matt is a huge Tito and lemonade guy. Can you come in, Matt, or no? You for 2 minutes to try some food? Come on. Nothing will go wrong. What could possibly go wrong with no one on the board? You know, I have one other question. When it comes to like beers, that you, is it basically like how much control do you have over what you can choose, or do you have to basically just deal with a distributor and you deal from their little menu? Like, can how much power
I
control can you?
Say this unequivocally: in Connecticut, we are one of the craft beer capitals of the world. There are people that travel nationwide to get beers here. New England Brewing Company, Alvarium, Thomas Hooker, Back East. These breweries have decided to partner with us. They get us their product the freshest. They get us limited edition items that they have. And every single week, we're trying to select something that represents what I think is Connecticut's most awesome export, craft beer.
Nice. Matt, why don't we try something here? They got the meatballs. What's the seasoning there? What do we got? So, it's just a regular meatball?
So it's a house-made meatball, a blend of a semi-sweet Italian sausage, ground veal, and then our house burger blend. And then, you know, scratch house barbecue sauce made in-house. So everything oven roasted and then sauce heated up. And then I let the meatballs macerate and cook inside the sauce before serving it to the table.
And do you just, when you serve, like, what do you order? Just the actual meatballs? Like, is
yeah,
there
so, so this one, this is an appetizer. So you'd get five of these in a bowl. I did leave gorgonzola cheese out of it because I didn't know, you know, I don't know if there's any allergies or if anybody.
Some people just don't like it too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it usually comes with gorgonzola on top, and
that
then,
is awesome.
Accompanied by scallions. Thank you.
You want to get on a mic, or you're just? And then you have with the wings, you have a Korean barbecue, and what's the other one?
The other one's hot honey. So all sauces,
ooh, Matt, you like
buffalo,
hot honey.
Is made in house. Hot honey is a secret recipe of mine that I've been doing for a while. Where you know, I've places in the past I worked at. It's like. You know, it's like having an older sibling, you know, you learn the good things about, you know, what to do. And then you also, there's a demonstration of things of what not to do. So, you know,
that's our industry for sure. What not to do. There's plenty of examples, right, Chef?
So, you know, I like to manipulate, you know, certain ingredients into certain sauces that actually make sense. And then nothing is ever truly thrown away. It's just blended through.
You know, people say yes, chef, in the kitchen or no?
They say yes, chef, but you know, any given time.
And
you know,
he earns that title. He didn't have to instruct us to call.
Do you
him
watch
that.
The bear? Are you a bear watcher?
See, I can't. So it's like,
tell me the industry feedback
on that show.
So if you're a roofer, nobody wants to watch this old house when they go home, unless you know, just that's what they like. But you know, so like, I don't really watch cooking shows at home. I do when I do. I do like to watch like the really old ones, like Jan Karen Cook or you know Lydia Bachile and stuff like that, or all the old Chefs of New Orleans, all the classic stuff from like the 80s.
Shout out to Jacques Pepin. He's in Connecticut a lot. Shows us a lot of love here.
That's cool. Listen, Stadium 15. It's right down the road from here, and in terms of the address, it's on Farm Springs Road.
The old Marriott.
The old
Marriott in Farmington.
And we didn't even talk about, and we'll get to this more on Friday, it's a sim bar, and I didn't know what it was, but there's a bunch of sports simulations that are not just like Golden Tee in the corner of the bar.
That's right.
I mean, it's pretty, I mean, I'm just looking at you, soccer, hockey, baseball, foot golf, which I love, baseball, you can do field goals.
Biggest cornhole you've ever seen.
What do you mean, like big?
Virtual cornhole.
Really?
Like on that huge screen. There's also a target practice game. We'll keep it clean, but there's a nice kind of old West target practice game. There's literally something for everybody. And what I like is our golf portion really attracts golfers that are passionate and into the sport. So for them, if you're serious about golf, there's something there for you. If you just want to kick back, play a game, you want to hook up your Xbox, we can do that too.
Yeah, like, you know, from Top Golf or the sub whatever 18 that they have now, like that is a draw, and people like to go do these things and have a couple beers and some appetizers. I mean, that's what people like to do. I would do it with my son. I would do it with my wife. We got to run. I want to thank you both, Chris and Khalid, and we'll talk more. We'll have more for you on Friday.